McSweeney is over. Charles, he'll deal with the 8-9 and 1 hitters. Encarnacion, Hinojosa, and then Jake Mangum. 11-0. Give me the final line for Farland. And McSweeney, the first pitch, is a fastball inside. 2-0. It's one ball and no strikes. Final line for McSweeney, one scoreless inning with two strikeouts. The 1-0 is a big wave and a miss. From Encarnacion, a breaking ball way outside. It's 1-1. Mitchell, swing and a miss by Erar. Breaking ball down and outside. It's 1-2. One ball, two strike count. And the pitch. Breaking ball cut on and hit to second. Rosa Fields throws to first. Leaping grab by Mayo. He steps on the bag and there's out number one. Coming up momentarily for ESPN 690 listeners is the Blitz Scoreboard Show. DJ Hinojosa comes to the plate. And the first pitch in. Fastball just below the knees. It's the ball on those strikes. Norfolk wants to challenge. Is correct. It just gets the bottom inside corner to Hinojosa. It doesn't get much closer than that. Smaller than a penny is where the ball hits the inside corner. It's 0-1. 0-1 count. The pitch to Cicek. Swing, line drive hit right near the second baseman, Rosa, and it goes over his glove into center field. So a base knock for C.J. Hinojosa. I don't know if he thought Charles was going to get a glove on it, but it went over the head of Charles. Rosa was shielded by him, and it just sailed over the glove, and it looked like it caught him by surprise. A hard-hit single by Hinojosa that probably could have been a line-out to second. Jacksonville catches a break, and that brings up Jake Mangum. Charles ready to pitch to Mangum. Swing and a miss, blows a fastball by him at the knees, at 98, it's 0-1. The 0-1 to Mangum. Breaking ball in the dirt, taken, and Hinojosa does not go for second. One ball, one strike on Mangum with Hinojosa at first. 11-0 Norfolk. An 8-run fifth is really the difference right now. Charles ready. Pitch to Mangum. Swing and a liner hit foul to the backstop. It's 1-2. One ball, two strike count. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball high and away. And there's out number two. Well, it's time to kick it over to the Blitz Scoreboard Show. We'll now say goodbye to our radio listeners on ESPN 690. Catch the conclusion of our game on the broadcast stream, which is milb.streamguys1.com/Jacksonville. Coming up next on ESPN 690 is the Blitz Scoreboard Show.
Attention taxpayers, ready for some bad news?
Thank you, madam.
$10.
First pitch in to Jacob Amaya. Fastball high and away. It's one ball and no strike. home to Amaya from Charles. Fastball down in the dirt. And it's two balls and no strikes. A two-ball, no-strike count. It's 11-0 Norfolk. Strike count on Amaya. And the pitch home. Fastball high and away, taken for ball four. That moves Hinojosa up to second. Second. One ball, no strike count on Johnston. Home, he swings through a fastball down and outside. It's 1-1. It's taken down and outside. It's two balls and a strike. Ball, two strike count on Johnston.
Two ball, two strike count on Johnston. Two men on, two men out. The pitch. And there's a fastball spiked in the dirt to the backstop. Runners will advance. A wild pitch. Puts runners on second and third now. So it's Hinojosa at third, Amaya at second, 11-0 the pitch. Swing and a miss, got him with a changeup down and outside, and that ends the inning. Charles gets his second strikeout, and the Jumbo Shrimp strand, two men on base. No runs, a hit, two left. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Norfolk comfortably ahead. It's 11-0 on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
National Guard.
I get to serve in the role I want.
For me, that meant becoming a maintainer.
I get the training I need so I can become one of the best at what I do.
The Air National Guard allows me to keep pursuing my degree in biology.
And they even help with tuition.
I get to serve part-time.
I loved it so much, I switched to full-time.
I'm an airman in the Air National Guard.
I serve my state.
I serve my nation.
I serve my way.
Learn more about the Air National Guard at GoANG.com.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are more than just a baseball team. 121 Financial Ballpark has become one of the premier family event venues in the state of Florida. In addition to 75 home games, Jumbo Shrimp hosts movie nights, bingo nights, college and high school baseball, disc golf, band batting practices, and many more. Follow all the events happening at 121 Financial Ballpark this year. Stay tuned to jackshrimp.com and follow at jackshrimp on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
Back to the ballpark for more Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
Back at Harbor Park for the bottom of the eighth inning. Castillo out for his second inning of work. A pitch. Downstairs and outside, it's two balls and no strikes. On the leadoff man, Colton Kowser. Kowser 1-for-3 tonight. Jacksonville will have three more outs in the ninth, but they trail by 11, the 2-0. Fastball called a strike. On the upper outside corner, letter high, it's 2-1. It's 11-0 right now. A 2-1 count in the bottom of the eighth inning. Castillo ready, the pitch home. Swing by Kowser. Foul ball hit to the left side out of play. It's 2-2. Castillo ready. Here's 2-2. Kowser swings, pokes that ball up the middle, out of the reach of Amaya. It was in the air to center field. A base hit for Kowser. And his night just gets better and better. He's now 2-for-4 with a three-run homer. A fresh count on Colby Mayo, who's 0-for-3 with a walk and a run score. 11-0. Jacksonville trailing in the bottom of the eighth inning. The pitch. Breaking ball taken down and in. It's 1-0. A 1-0. Swing and a miss by Mayo. Pitch in the dirt. And it's even 1-1. Mayo takes a fastball called a strike, and he wants to challenge. Fastball up and away, looked outside. Mayo wants to challenge. I kind of understand it, and I kind of don't. Pitch is correct. The challenge is correct. It's fastball outside. 2-1 on Mayo. Now the pitch to Mayo, swing and a miss. Breaking ball down and in, it's 2-2. Castillo ready, the 2-2 to Colby Mayo. Swing, popped up, right side, that'll get out of play. It's still 2-2. Two again. Mayo half swings and misses. He chases a fastball upstairs. Cannot hold. And he'll go down 0-for-4 tonight. Third time he's been punched out, swinging at strikes. For Castillo, it's his second punch out. And the fifth strikeout for Jacksonville pitchers. That brings up Kerstad with one away in the bottom of the eighth inning. Pitch to him. Lays off a breaking ball in the inside corner, called a strike. It's 0-1. The 0-1, Kerstad swings, laces a line drive through the hole on the right side, splitting LeBlanc and Johnston. Stopping at second is Kauser. It's a base hit for Kerstad. Now the Tides have runners on first and second, and they're threatening for more. It's 11-0. Two men on and only one out. That's been hard to come by tonight for Jacksonville, especially in that fifth inning. First pitch home to Daz Cameron. Fastball up and away. It's 1-0. Swing and a drive. Deep to left. That one tailing foul by Cameron, and it's out of play. A long, loud foul ball to left. Had the distance, but he just yanked it foul. It's 1-1. Castillo's 1-1. Cameron swings, bouncing ball hit to third. Fielded by Hinojosa. Goes to second for one. Throw to first. That's not in time. Cameron on a 5-4 fielder's choice. Kauser goes second to third safely. While the runner at first, Kerstad, is out, trying to go to second. Well, now that'll bring up Josh Lester with two down in the eighth. Jacksonville will come to bat in the ninth. They need 11. First pitch, swing by Lester. Fouled into the mask of Allen. Hopefully he's okay. It knocked the mask off. And hopefully he's okay. It looks like he's going to stay in the game. Count. Castillo ready to pinch. And Lester lays off a fastball down and outside. It's 1-1. One pitch home. Lester swings and pounds that ball foul down the first base line. It's 1-2. Ball, two strike count. Runners at the corners. Two outs in the eighth. The pinch. Swing and a miss by Lester. Fastball upstairs. And the Jumbo Shrimp come out of the bottom of the eighth unscathed. Third punch out for Castillo. No runs, two hits in the inning, and two men left. Last chance for Jacksonville. Bottom of the ninth. Coming up next on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Shrimp are excited to upgrade their ticketing experience in 2023 for all of Crustacean Nation. The club is welcoming a digital ticketing experience for fans to easily and securely buy, access, and share tickets with friends and family from both their computer and smartphone. Simply head to jackshrimp.com and find the Manage My Tickets tab on the page, or from a smartphone, your tickets can be easily accessed via the MILB First Pitch app. Just select Jumbo Shrimp as your favorite team, scroll down, and click the Manage My Tickets tab. From there, it's easy to scan tickets from your smartphone or have them printed to be shown at the game. And always remember, you can find tickets for any home game at jackshrimp.com. the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Affordable, family, fun.
Every Saturday home game at 121 Financial Ballpark means you could be going home with something special. The first 2,000 fans through the gates each Saturday receive an awesome Jumbo Shrimp themed giveaway. From t-shirts, socks, hoodies, to bobbleheads, beach blankets, backpacks, mugs, and more. The Jumbo Shrimp giveaway Saturday lineup features something for everyone. For tickets and to see the next giveaway on the Jumbo Shrimp promotional calendar, please visit jackshrimp.com.
Hi, this is outfielder Jake Mangy, and you're listening to Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
New pitcher in for Norfolk is right-hander Tyler Wells, so Wandus and Charles goes one scoreless inning. No runs, no hits, a walk, and two strikeouts. First pitch from Tyler Wells to Jorge Alfaro. Fastball up and away. It's 1-0. Jumbo Shrimp trail 11-0. Top of the ninth, the 1-0. Alfaro takes a spiked fastball in the dirt outside. It's 2-0. And same time tomorrow, 6:35. 6:20 pregame show. We'll also be right here on MILB.com/StreamGuys1.com/Jacksonville. On the online stream, the 2-0. Swing by Alfaro. Line drive hit foul to the backstop. It's 2-1. 11 runs, 10 hits, 1 error for Norfolk. No runs, 3 hits, an error for Jacksonville. Tyler Wells stands 6 feet 8 inches, 260 pounds from Tulsa, Oklahoma. 29 years old. The pitch home. Swing and a miss by Alfaro. A fastball down and away. It's 2-2. Two ball, two strike count on Alfaro. The Jumbo Shrimp down to their final three outs tonight. They trail 11-0. A 2-2. Swing and a miss. Blows a fastball by him high and tight. And Jacksonville's down to their final two outs. First punch out for Wells. And that'll bring up Austin Allen. First pitch, called a strike on the outside corner. 0-1 to Allen. 0-1, swing and a miss. No ball, two strike count. Pitch. Swing by Allen, ground ball rolled up the middle, gloved by the shortstop Holiday to his left, slings on to first, and there's out number two. Jacksonville down to their final out here tonight. First pitch into Burdick. Breaking ball cut on and hit behind the plate. Foul to the netting behind home plate. It's 0-1. Swing and a miss by Burdick. Quickly, nothing in two. Oh, 2, swing by Burning, high fly ball, hit the center. Coming in, Fontana makes the catch, and that's the ball game. Jacksonville Falls, they're shut out for the fourth time this year, and they fall 11-0 to Norfolk. Nothing across for Jacksonville the ninth, 3 up, 3 down. And they fall for the 27th time in the second half. They're 66-69, 34-27, ties 83-52, 35-26 in the second half. We'll come back and give you the totals next on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Disc golf, band batting practices, and many more. To follow all the events happening at 121 Financial Ballpark this year, stay tuned to jackshrimp.com and follow at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
Your local Island Wing Company is proud to support the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. It's always family fun on the island, and we have two locations to enjoy in Jacksonville, on Southside Boulevard and Bartram Market Drive in St. Johns County. For the best wings, burgers, beers, and frozen drinks, come by the island today. And if you are at the ballpark on Sundays, don't forget to grab your bingo card and play for BOGO Burgers. It's always great on the island. Island Wing Company.
Hey there, I'm Jacksonville third baseman Jordan Groshans. You're tuned in to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Jacksonville falls 11-0 tonight to the Norfolk Tides. The final totals in this one. Jacksonville, no runs, 3 hits, an error. Norfolk, 11 runs, 10 hits, and 1 error. 7 men left on base for Norfolk, 1 for Jacksonville. T.J. McFarland gets the win. He's 5-2. Jake Walters suffers the loss. He's 0-2. Final out was made at 9:19. First pitch came in at 6:41 for a total time of 2 hours and 37 minutes. Played in front of a Friday night Norfolk crowd of 6,567. 87 degrees at first pitch, and we'll be back tomorrow. And Jacksonville falls 11-0. First pitch at 6:35 tomorrow, with the pregame show starting at 6:20 right here on MILB.StreamGuys1.com/Jacksonville. Thanks for tuning in tonight, everybody. Have a great rest of your night.